This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel is expanding its ground incursion into Gaza and said Monday it killed dozens of Hamas terrorists overnight. The incursion comes as the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is worsening. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli tanks and troops pushed further into the northern Gaza Strip overnight Sunday, reaching the outskirts of densely populated Gaza City as Israel continued its unrelenting airstrikes on Gaza. Israel said it killed dozens of Hamas terrorists who had barricaded themselves inside buildings. The expanded Israeli incursion came amid a growing humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Health Ministry said the death toll since the Israeli airstrikes began more than 3 weeks ago passed 8,300, more than half of them women and children. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. and coalition forces continue coming under attack in the Middle East amid rising tensions over the Israel-Hamas war.
Two American defense officials say from October 17th to today, there were 23 attacks on bases housing U.S. forces, at least 14 in Iraq and 9 in Syria. Many of the drones and rockets used were intercepted and did not reach their targets. This comes days after the U.S. retaliated for earlier attacks, striking two facilities in Syria used by Iranian-linked militants. The U.S. stresses that defensive strikes are unrelated to the Israel-Hamas war. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Israel's intelligence ministry drafted a wartime proposal to transfer the Gaza Strip's 2.3 million people to Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. It is drawing condemnation from the Palestinians and exacerbating tensions with Cairo. The junior ministry does not have the power to take